Hello, everyone. Today we continue our series on the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos with the 33rd mitzvah, the mitzvah for Kohanim to wear the Bigdei Kehuna, for Kohanim to wear the priestly vestments at the time that they perform the temple service. So the source of this mitzvah is in Parshas Tetzaveh, where Hashem commands Moshe Rabbeinu to make the special clothing for the regular Kohanim, as well as for the Kohen Gadol. And Hashem commanded them not only to make them, but that the Kohanim should wear these clothing when they perform the service in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, what happens if they don't? What happens if Kohanim perform the Avodah without wearing this clothing? Is there a prohibition? And is the Avodah kosher? So the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos says very much no. A Kohen who performs the service in the Beis HaMikdash without wearing the proper clothing gets Misa Bidei Shamayim, is liable for death from heaven. We don't put him to death in a court, but there's some spiritual punishment that is levied against him. And in addition to that, the avoda that he has performed, whatever actions that he did in the Beis HaMikdash as part of the service, are pasul, are invalid. And the question is, where do we know that from? Because the Torah never says that. There is no explicit verse in the Torah that says that if the Kohen doesn't do this, the avoda is pasul. Never says that. And so the Rambam quotes a medrash. It's a medrash halacha on Sefer Vayikra. And so it says that the medrash says that the pasuk tells us if a non-Kohen performs the avoda, if a non-Kohen, if a Levi, or if a Yisrael performs any service in the Beis HaMikdash, they get the death penalty, and the avoda, whatever they did, does not count. So they get Misa Bidei Shemaim, they get whatever heavenly death sentence is levied against them, and in addition to that, the temple service is invalid. And then the Medrash says something very interesting, which the Rambam quotes. The Medrash says that a Kohen, or a Kohen Gadol, who does not wear these priestly vestments, who doesn't wear the Bigdei Kehuna, is like a Zar, is like a non-Kohen. And that is how the Rambam says, that's how we know that a Kohen who performs the temple service without wearing these special clothing gets Misa Bidei Shemayim, as well as that the Avoda, whatever he does, doesn't count. Now, that's a very interesting limud. That's a very interesting source. Because if I were writing the Torah, it would be a lot easier. If I were writing the Medrash, it would be a lot easier to say, to write a pasuk that says that if you don't do this, then it doesn't count. If you don't wear the proper clothing, it's invalid. But not that not wearing the clothing makes me a non-Kohen. That's taking it very, very far. Apparently, the Kohen is not really a full-fledged Kohen when it comes to interacting with the Mikdash, unless they're wearing the Bigdei Kehuna. And if they don't, they're less of a Kohen, so to speak. Which is very strange. We don't have that anywhere else. And by way of an explanation, I think that this dovetails very nicely with something that we've been discussing last week, as well as in a few weeks before, with the difference between a Kohen and a Levi with respect to their Kedusha, with respect to their inherent holiness. This is something that we based off something that the Rav said in his Shiurim on Maseches Sukkah, that Rav Soloveitchik said that there's a difference between the Kedusha of Kohanim and Kedusha of Levium. That the Kedusha of Levium is innate, and the added Kedusha that Kohanim have, it's biological, but it's not innate in the sense that things need to be done. It's conditional and predicated on certain activities, certain mitzvos and certain corollaries. So, for example, so just to bring out this example that we said before, by a Levi is able to do the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash immediately after he says, "I accept whatever the halachos are." A Kohen can't do that. A Kohen needs to be treated differently. The Rambam says that the real mitzvah of honoring the Kohen is not the act of honoring per se, but it's treating the Kohen differently to create a distinct social and Kedusha class in Klal Yisrael to make him distinct. And once he is distinct by virtue of his genetics, as well as the way we treat him, by honoring him and showing him respect, then he is different and distinguished enough to be able to perform the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. And so similarly, in a similar vein, this medrash that the Rambam quotes says that, yes, obviously the Kiddush of the Kohen is innate, meaning if a non-Kohen, if a Levi or a Yisrael would wear the big day kahuna, it's forbidden actually, but in addition to that, it wouldn't help. They wouldn't become a Kohen. Nevertheless, a Kohen only really becomes a full-fledged Kohen with respect to interacting with the Beis HaMikdash when they're wearing the big day kahuna, because the Kedusha of a Kohen needs to be imbued within them by the rest of Klal Yisrael and by the Kohanim themselves treating the Kohanim differently, with respect, with holiness, with mitzvos, to distinguish them and show the greatness of their station in serving Hashem and serving the Jewish people. And, we also said a few months ago that that's why the Kohanim, when the Duchen, have the custom to have their hands washed by a Levi, because the Levi's Kedusha is innate, and the Kohanim's Kedusha is something that's imbued from outside by the way other people treat them and by the mitzvot that the Kohanim themselves do. And so when they bless Klal Yisrael, the custom that the Zohar brings down is for the Leviim to imbue the Kohanim with extra Kedusha. And so once again, we have another example here when it comes to the Big Day Kahuna themselves, that the status of the holiness of the Kohanim is not innate in the classical sense that it is for Leviim, but rather there are certain conditions attached to it that the Kohanim need to work for themselves to create that Kedusha, and not just, so to speak, be born into it. This idea can also help us understand another interesting opinion of the Rambam. There's a halacha about appointing a Kohen Gadol. And a Kohen Gadol can be appointed in one of two ways. The first way is to be anointed with special oil, the Shemen HaMishcha. The other is what's known as Meruba B'Begadim, which is that once the Kohen Gadol wears these additional vestments, the additional Big Day Kahuna that a Kohen Gadol is supposed to wear, the Kohanim had four and the Kohen Gadol has eight. So once the Kohen Gadol puts on these additional garments, then he becomes the Kohen Gadol even if he hasn't been anointed with the special oil. Many Rishonim, many commentators say that it's not enough to just wear the Big Day Kahuna, but the Kohen Gadol also needs to actually start doing the Avoda. And it's only once he starts doing the service that's special for the Kohen Gadol that he actually becomes the Kohen Gadol. The Rambam, however, disagrees. The Rambam says that no, the moment he puts on the Big Day Kahuna that are set aside for the Kohen Gadol, even if he hasn't done the actual Avoda yet, the mere fact that he has put it on is enough to imbue him with the Kedusha and the status of being the Kohen Gadol, of being the high priest. And many of the commentaries try to explain where the Rambam gets this from. And to try to explain the source would is kind of beyond the scope of what we're doing right now. But putting aside the technicality of where the Rambam gets this idea from in terms of the actual source, the broader gestalt of it dovetails very nicely with what we've been saying up until this point, which is once again that the coat, the kedusha and the status of a kohen or a kohen gadol is not only innate but needs to be imbued from outside, from other people or from actions that the kohanim do. So similarly over here, it's not the avoda that the kohen gadol is doing, but rather just even the mere additional status of wearing the clothing transforms them, transforms a regular kohen from being quote-unquote a zar, a non-kohen, into a kohen when they do the avoda. Similarly, when the kohen gadol wears his special clothing, he grows from being not only just a regular kohen, but to being a Kohen Gadol, being the high priest as well. Have a wonderful week.